Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Camp still going on. You guys were out there. You guys were scouting and taking notes and all that stuff.
Definitely taking notes. I don't know how much I could say I was scouting.
Yeah, you look at number. Who is number 67 right there? He got some good footwork.
Who is number 67?
Good hips.
Great hips. So that kind of got me thinking about the buzzwords around camp that you always hear. I think I heard one earlier today. Is iron sharpen iron.
Oh yeah,
that was one. That's a good one.
Big ups to Aziz.
Yeah. So I got a list of camp buzzwords I want to throw at you. And what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to place a player who fits that word.
Oh, I like this.
I do like this.
Yeah. So, I also have a translation for some of these buzzwords. I want to see if it's kind of accurate.
Okay.
It's kind of a little BS translated. So the first one is best shape of his life. He's in the best shape of his life.
Best shape of his life.
Who is in the best shape of their life?
There's some dudes that I think are actually best shape of their life, but I also feel like when you use best shape in your life, you're saying something entirely different. So that would be a different person.
That's what I'm saying. Who is that one person?
Will Anderson.
Yeah, that was my thought. Was he that dude looks.
Yeah.
So you feel like
not just looks. People have been there's been a lot of talk about this.
So you feel like he's in the best shape of his life.
Someone is going to, if they haven't already, say that about him.
I'm trying to but this is the thing. You never actually say that about the people who are actually in the best shape because they're just
that's true. See, that's what I'm saying.
Like Daniil is in we didn't realize he could add 5 more pounds of muscle and look at this weirdo.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I'm gonna change my answer. I'm trying to think of a good one here.
Who is best shape of his life?
Yeah, who do you hear somebody saying that about?
This is I don't know. Maybe an older player. Well, yes, of course. Absolutely.
An older player that has not been in shape.
Correct. You know who it might be?
Is it the same one I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Jake Andrews?
That was really mean. I'm sorry.
That's a good one.
I just thought of a conversation I had with Sean Pendergast this morning that I will not be relaying again as it pertained to Jake Andrews.
I'm not saying he is. I'm saying somebody's going to say that.
No, I don't think anybody would say that about him. You know who it might be eventually when he gets back? Would it be Trent Brown?
Could be.
At first, I was thinking Titus. Titus has done a little bit of making sure that he's in the right place, and I think that might happen. But yeah.
So the BS alarm translation says he's either underperformed last year or was hurt and is trying to they kind of praying that he shows up this year. So that's like the perfect little buzzword. Oh, he's in the best shape of his life.
Yeah. Does that
then next
feel,
thing you know, he retired.
That fits.
He retired in
a
couple.
Bit like a Trent Brown?
That does feel a little bit.
With all due respect,
Brown.
Please don't come see me. Yeah. Like, I am out there. We are out there in very close proximity. If somebody wants to come see me, please don't.
What about this one? He's really flying around out there.
He's really flying around out
there.
I think I know
who is
this
that
one.
Guy? He's really flying around out there.
Because to me, that's the guy that – you're not sure, you know, to what level he's going to play, but, you know, you're giving him the benefit of that. I'm thinking EJ Speed.
Ooh.
Really flying around out there. Because, you know, there have been some mixed – it's been kind of a mixed bag in terms of the Texans bringing him in.
That's interesting. I the tough part about it is I could easily see EJ Speed being the person that they talk about. In 2 days, I have not done my due diligence in making sure to get my eyes on him or really the linebackers in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go with you. I'll just defer to you and your thought process.
It's funny Lopez said that because the BS alarm translation said we have no clue what his actual impact is.
Thank you.
But hey, he looks busy.
Yeah. I think EJ Speed fits that.
All right, what about this one? As I continue the camp buzzwords on the Mitch Stabin and Lou Sports Radio 610, we love his motor.
Ooh, white guy.
Who is the guy that we love his motor?
White guy.
White guy.
So,
no, that's kinda... I found the nice thing to say, which is he does a lot. What does it? It's kind of the flying around. Like, what does this actually come to? Like, is this? Are we actually finding the productivity on the backside of this?
This one reminds me of, remember Jacob Martin?
Yes.
That was somebody, everybody's like, oh, he's just in on third down so he could just rush the passer.
Yeah.
And he got a moat. And it's just like, to me, that's like saying, oh, he's a great defensive player in the NBA.
Yeah, that might be.
I just Googled the image to show Reggie.
That might be one.
Jake Hansen.
He loves his motor.
This is the man. He tries so hard. Yeah.
We love his
motor.
He
does a lot of trying out there.
What about this one? Taking the next step. Who is taking the next step?
That is the person that you are waiting on, that you have been waiting on to take the next step. So now you're just you're speaking it into existence.
It's a layup. It's a layup. It's your man.
Mechie?
Yeah.
I was going to say Mechie or maybe Brevin.
I think more Mechie. Brevin fits.
Yeah, Brevin
fits. What
so the translation said, this guy hasn't broken out yet, and we're crossing our fingers. Hopefully,
are nailing this.
Hoping it's the final. It's finally the year.
This is the year.
That John Madden.
Yeah, I know.
Puts it all together.
You calling all of this BS alarm translations right here?
Yeah.
What about this one? The game has slowed down for
me. Oh, I hate this one.
Oh, yeah. I believe in this, so maybe I just need to own this.
No, I think it's real.
I do believe there is an instance where you're like, okay, he's starting to understand and have a feel for what's happening as opposed to it being like really fast
the
and not being able to keep up.
Game is slowing down for him. So it's got to be a second or third year player.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Especially since we're so early in camp. Maybe later in camp, some of these younger guys in the game will have slowed down for them.
Is it fair to say CJ Gardner-Johnson? I know he hasn't been here.
Well, I mean, that's your guy.
To me, no.
The only thing that I would even be get close to maybe saying the game is slowed down for him, and I think it'd have to be altered, and it's, again, in a few weeks, is he is getting used to the heat of this place. He came off that field.
Yeah.
The way that he sat down on the field, I was like, is he good? Like, is he hurt? And I was like, oh, no, he is just feeling the Houston heat for the very first time.
Welcome to Houston. I have one, but he may not even make the team, but I think the characterization would fit, and that's Jawar Jordan. You know, running back, drafted in 24.
Great play today.
Really good play today.
Good run. Although it was well blocked.
You know why?
Why was that?
Because the game has slowed
down
for him.
I can hear that.
So this translation is, he finally understands the playbook, we think.
Mm-hmm. We think. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I thought about CJ GJ.
Yeah.
Because he talked about it in interviews, how he was playing a certain way, and and I think in the Super Bowl, he kind of had to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
It seemed like he kind of understands, you know, what it is to be a defensive player now. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why I kind of thought about him. What about this one? He's a great locker room guy. Who is the great locker room guy?
I think D'Amico kind of went down that road a little bit today.
Oh, you about to do the Justin Watson?
Justin Watson. Mm. Justin Watson, you know, been around a little bit, you know, didn't necessarily say, boy, he's lighting it up, but he's like, I really like that guy. He does all the things we like. You know, he was kind of going down the path of great locker room guy. So I'm going to say Justin Watson.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the tough part about it with this roster is that the way that the Texans roster is set up, this is really like a refining roster as opposed to like a lot of other teams that are not, that are trying to find things.
Yeah.
They're really refining their roster in a way. So I feel like they're missing some of these at times. But, yeah, I guess I'll lean with you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this translation is, he's not playing much, but he jokes around and keeps the vibes good.
Yeah, just good vibe guy.
Right. Yeah, great locker room guy. Mm-hmm. What about this one? He's a real pro.
He's a pro's pro.
That's actually probably Justin Watson.
That might be Justin Watson, too. I'll try to think of someone else here. I'm looking. A pro's pro. So I would define it as not necessarily a standout, but not necessarily a liability either. Just a guy that is going to be. Oh, Dare.
Dare is a pro's pro.
I explained myself into Dare Ogunbowale. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one is, he's old. He tapes his ankles early, and he won't complain about snaps.
Yeah. Dare.
That sounds about right.
A real pro's pro.
I think Justin also works there as well, with all due respect to Justin Watson.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's the ones I got. Some of the camp buzzwords. Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all did it. Lopez really hit it out the park.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, you've done it about 70 times, so I would expect that. No,
a lot of times people use these words, and sometimes it'd be like a cover-up.
Yeah.
We're like best shape of his life. Yeah. It's just like, all right, he's on probably the last leg of his life.
I think some of them are done more intentionally than others. Like a lot of these, I think we've gotten to a point where we're aware as sports fans and media and so on that we know what we're saying to each other. It's just coded language that we're saying, hey, I want to say something that probably isn't the nicest thing, so I'm going to try and find the nice way to say it.
Yeah, like, would you be surprised if somebody said last year, Robert Woods in the best shape of his life?
That's a perfect one. Yeah.
Like, all right, mm-hmm. man. All right, I see what you're doing here.
281, sneaky athletic. They went with Braxton Berrios.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why. All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So I ran across this post on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I don't know if I should laugh at this or be a little afraid or sad about this. So police are still looking for a guy who painted a tunnel under a bridge.
Is his name Wile E. Coyote?
It's funny you said that because somebody painted a tunnel. It was one of those illusion paintings.
Yeah, like a 3D.
It looked like a real tunnel. And somebody apparently crashed into it. They thought it was a real tunnel. So now police are still looking for the person who did it. And
it's not funny, and I can't.
That's what I'm saying. It looked clever. It looked super clever, but somebody actually thought it was a real tunnel, and they wasn't hurt or anything.
God
it was
mine.
Yeah, the car was banged up a little bit.
Oh, so they actually hit the.
They actually ran into the wall.
Like I said, not funny, but it is. But I'm still laughing.
I gotta give whoever, I don't even remember who did Looney. I guess Warner Brothers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I gotta give them some love here because I always watched those cartoons and was like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Come
well,
on, man. Nobody's falling.
The funny
for that.
Thing about it in this picture, he actually painted the Roadrunner right by the tunnel.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was saying, not a real tunnel, because the Roadrunner's right here. You know what happens to him?
Yeah.
Or actually, to Wile E. Coyote.
It looked really real, though, man. It looked super real.
Ran into
so
the
police is actually looking for somebody who did this.
And they actually should.
And they going,
what do you charge them with?
The thing. They charging them with vandalism.
Oh, they getting them for like just.
Yeah.
They were like, we don't have anything we can get you with.
Yeah, dog. Like, just stop doing this, bro. We're going to charge you with vandalism.
But it is dangerous.
But vandalism not going to stop it from making that. Like, again, if the vandalism charges worked, we would not have all the graffiti that we do. And I say that without, like, I like a decent amount of graffiti. I think that it's an interesting cultural kind of phenomenon. I just don't know that this is actually going to stop that person from painting.
It's not going to stop, but they got to do something. Mm-hmm. Like at that point, it's like, dog, you can't go around painting tunnels like this that look real as hell.
Yeah, you can't.
So it's like,
that.
All right, bro, you got to stop.
I mean, we use Rico charges for everything. You can hit him with a Rico, right?
Rico charge.
We just be hitting people with Ricos for anything.
He's a mobster. Yeah. It was the mob.
All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. And last night, I went out with my boys, man.
I saw that. I liked your post.
Yeah. Who are your boys?
Reggie.
What?
I went out with T-Mill, Luke Morrow. Mm-hmm. B. Scott and Chewy from over at Mix 96.5.
And Luke let the locks flow.
He sure did.
He
let the takes flow too.
Yeah.
My favorite iteration of Luke, which is Hatin' Ass Luke, came out in full force and I love it.
Yeah, so I got some takeaways from this from last night. So we went to Cabo's, had a nice little steak night. Shout out to Raul, who was running the joint. Pretty good steak, man.
Yeah.
It really, really good steak. Like, I might go back. Mm-hmm. I really might go back. It was really good, well seasoned.
Yeah.
So, highly recommended.
All right.
Another takeaway. Remember, I mentioned in the in Confessions, if Luke was going to be wearing a Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, Black Sabbath.
Yeah. He was not. He was pretty much wearing the F. LeBron shirt.
Well, okay, but that's still disappointing.
Yeah. He did say
he has been listening to a lot of Black Sabbath recently.
Good.
Yeah, but he also said this about Black Sabbath. He said it was a little bit overrated.
What?
He said they got 3 songs.
He said it was a little overrated.
I am not the biggest Black Sabbath fan in the world.
Hey, that's Luke.
But. Overrated is a bit of a reach when you're talking about an absolute legend. I don't care if it's 3 songs. I mean, that Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, legendary.
Yeah.
And I'm not Mr., you know.
I think he realizes, mm-hmm. I think he kind of be in a spot where I be in where you realize a legend, but you could also say, it's a little overrated, but I understand why he is who he is.
Yeah.
This is a great point from the 832. I might go back isn't a good advertisement.
You know what? I might grace them with my presence again.
That steak was good as hell, man.
Yeah, yeah. No,
if
you
don't tell you, I will.
I was about to say I might go back next week.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to go back next week.
You just didn't want to promise that you
Yeah,
back.
Yeah.
On next week.
Yeah, but Luke felt like he's a little overrated. Mm-hmm. And also in that same conversation, T-Mill felt like the Beatles are overrated.
He will find more company than our guy, Luke will.
This has become a more and more popular you know, take, hot take or whatever. It's stupid, of course. I'm the Rolling Stones guy. I think the Rolling Stones are better than the Beatles. So I'm not like a Beatles apologist. I really feel though you cannot. It's like almost impossible. You can say it, but you'll be dead wrong. Like I said, stupid. Because if you listen to their like entirety of their, you know,
the catalog.
The catalog is the word I was thinking of. Like, it's in. We're talking about hundreds of songs in the, you know, that made top 40 hits, you know, number one, et cetera. Hundreds
of songs, solo careers.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a big impact on their solo careers.
Yeah, so Tyler's stupid.
Also, another takeaway from this is we actually argued a very heated argument about Ron's boy band list.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know the boy band list off the top, Reggie?
I don't know it off the top. We heard a little bit
of it. I still don't remember it.
Yeah, because I want to say he had Jackson 5
at number one. Number one. Mm-hmm. I think it was NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, if memory serves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like T-Mill is going to walk by and just give us this answer again.
I think four he had...
was it Boys to Men in here?
He did have Boys to Men. I don't know where.
Yeah, yeah. And then he had the group... what's the group with Bobby Brown?
He had New Edition on there?
Mm-hmm. I thought he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think he either had them four or five.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know we was going to get into a heated argument.
Dude, you would think with five sports personalities and then hanging out with our guy Chewy, who is over there on Mix 96.5, that we would have been talking a lot about sports. We talked about sports minimal. It was movies and music for hours.
Yes. I see who was there by who was omitted.
Who's that?
Menudo. Top five, easy. Easy.
Mm.
Easy.
Was Menudo a boy band?
Yes. Yes. But, I mean, you know, the people who were there probably, you know, conveniently...
Yeah, Menudo was a boy band.
Conveniently forgot about Menudo. Okay. But I like his list.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's you know, a little bit biased.
Yeah.
I think we underrated, and we had a long conversation, underrated New Edition within this list.
Yeah. That was the basis of our argument.
That's the beauty of lists, is that you will always have a conversation on it. Yeah. Always.
And my last takeaway, I'm trying to think, I might save this for when B. Scott comes
yes,
in.
No, okay. Please. Because this brother had a couple. Firing him up.
Yeah, he had a couple hot takes.
This is what
a couple
we call,
movie hot takes.
Yes, this is what we call a tease. Because let me tell you, B. Scott sits in a seat on In the Loop tomorrow, and we are firing
we're going
him.
In?
I swear
we're
to God.
We're going in.
Look, I understand this is a sports talk station.
We're going in.
We've got
I don't
Texans
even know what it is,
man.
Yeah. We're going in.
We are getting after him tomorrow.
Can we do a tease of what his hot take was about?
I don't.
You don't want to give it. You want to leave it like this.
I want people to understand. It is going to infuriate. I look. I'm not saying that I am the most knowledgeable on our fan base, top to bottom. But I know that just generally the consensus view on this particular film is A++++.
Oh, wow.
And B. Scott thinks
so
it's bad.
It's movie related. Okay.
Yeah, movie related. Okay. And one is a mob movie related.
Yes. Classic mob movie related.
Now I feel like going in right now.
Yes.
I'm not even sure.
Be here tomorrow, 11 o'clock hour. So there you go. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something you believe to be mixtape worthy, and he'll shout you out. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand things off to Clinton Ron. But before we go there, there was a couple of interesting things when it came to the Astros, one of which is an all-star ranking that came out from The Athletic. I kind of want to get your expert opinion, Lopez. We'll do both of those next.